I don't like our team.
Something's got to be done about that.
White Sox! White Sox! Go, go, White Sox! Let's go, go,
you got a guy! Hey, White Sox fans! You got a guy in the missing Chris Tannehill formation. We have the ardent White Sox fan and observer, Shane Reardon. And we have
Tigers fan, Robbie Triano.
And we have you, Lawrence Holmes, a man who's been on the inside of that organization at different times, knows a million people over there, a fan of the ballpark, the team.
The neighborhood,
and more. So I assume that you and Shane are excited about Will Venable. I find myself, you know, excited about Will Venable. I think that's a tremendous managerial candidate and a very nice hire.
I agree with every point that you made. Anyone that you talk to about Will, even if you just look at his resume, you go, hey, here's a guy who's ready to take the next step in their career.
Yeah, let's talk about the resume a little bit. Has been a front office guy for Theo Epstein, has been a on-field coach for Joe Maddon and Alex Cora and Bruce Bochy.
It's a pretty good list of guys to learn from.
Played in the league for a long time as a starter and then a depth guy. So he has a full knowledge of the range of baseball roles and experience.
That's going to go on inside of his clubhouse that he's going to have to manage.
Yep. He's Ivy League educated at Princeton, while also being an incredible athlete from a family full of very smart people and very high-level athletes as well. Father played in the league, and his brother...
His brother was on the field. I don't know if people remember this. 2011. His brother was on the field for the fake return that the Bears did.
Because he's a linebacker for the Bears for 2011. He's a special teams blocker on the Johnny Knox touchdown that got called back.
He was the last blocker on that play. Amazing. He's not the one that got called with the hold, because that's why it came back, even though it's like the most ridiculous special teams play ever. Shout out to Dave Tobe. But yeah, his brother was on that team, so there's a lot going on here.
And he'll probably be on the show tomorrow.
His brother, or Will?
Winston.
Oh, Winston.
His brother. Yeah, we talked on the phone right before the show, so he'll probably be on the show tomorrow at 3:25.
All right, that would be great.
That's really cool.
So if Will Venable is so smart, I want you both to tell me why. Why did he take this job?
That's an excellent question. Instead of waiting for Bruce Bochy to retire, which you would imagine is in the next year or two.
Which Evan Grant told the Midday Show today, hey, the thought was that Will Venable is there waiting in the wings until Bruce Bochy retires.
Last year, he turned down two different managerial interviews.
And whom else? I think was it the Marlins then too? Mm. It was definitely the Mets he turned down.
Yeah, it was the Mets and somebody else. But yes.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, Shane.
Mm-hmm. I have an answer to that, but I want you guys to talk it out.
My worry is it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who your manager is, because if you're not going to spend money and bring in free agents, I think that Will is an automatic upgrade over what they've had. An automatic upgrade, someone who can toggle between the front office and the guys inside the clubhouse. I think he can do all of those things. But if your roster says you're a 100-loss team, I'll give you a perfect example.
Well, hold on, but what's your time horizon here? You're talking about just next year? Talking about 3 years?
I don't see how they dig out of this without a significant financial investment, which I don't expect to be coming. So I'm not sure it matters who the manager is. Shane, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I don't think it does either, and I don't think that he understands really what he's getting into. I don't think he gets how far behind analytically, developmentally, that the organization is. Like, Chris Getz might have fooled him with something, but he might not know that Chris Getz was in charge of the minor league system for a little while, and he did nothing with it. Like, Project Birmingham was fun at the surface. And then Chris Getz did nothing with Project Birmingham. Your top prospect has a back that doesn't work.
I think you're right that he doesn't know exactly what he's getting into. How could he? know the full depth of problems and organizational issues that are here. But let's say he's here for 3 years. Let's say he's here for 4 years, and he has an opportunity to because they're going to be terrible this year without a doubt.
I don't think anyone is projecting anything other than another 100 loss season for them,
which would be a 20 game improvement.
Think about that. Like, Will Venable may come in here and the White Sox only lose 100 games, and that's a 21 game improvement.
It's bigger than this year. Because I've been with you. Like, the managerial hire feels small because of how ugly this thing is, how big a messy bus is, and how slow the turn is going to be.
And here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
Over on the north side, you have maybe the best manager in baseball. And because of how the roster was constructed, you fell woefully short of expectation, even with a guy who was supposedly going to make you better.
You're totally right in a one-year sample. Totally right. Does Craig Counsell, because he's so connected with what the entire organization is doing and he's empowered as a partner in a different way than any manager ever has been over there, does Craig Counsell have a chance to make an impact over a 3 or 4 year period?
Yes.
Okay. And
wholeheartedly.
And this is why I think Will Venable does too.
Okay, but there are problems with that too. I think the cult of personality, and shout out to CM Punk, and
shout out to Living Color.
Obviously.
Somebody's reading Wikipedia.
I know, right? But considering his actual managerial resume, Craig has something that Will does not. He's got actual major league wins and respect as the guy. And he's got the money. He's got the contract to say that he's the guy. And maybe he has a willing partner. I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure that Craig Counsell shouldn't be the most the most powerful man in the Cubs organization baseball-wise.
I think he's close to it, and he will be soon.
I agree with you. With the White Sox, they're still levels.
I understand. You're absolutely right. Let me answer Shane's question of why he would come here. Because he has an opportunity here to really be a partner in a way that he was not going to be in Texas. Now, there's pluses to being in Texas. They might shed payroll, by the way. Texas is going in a way where they are going to be trying to shed payroll this offseason. Who knows what big picture financial stuff he might know from talking to Chris Young.
Sure.
But I guarantee you that talking to Chris Young, who's the GM down there, and he says, hey, Chris, I've got an opportunity to help shape what the White Sox organization is going to do in terms of research and development, in terms of scouting, international scouting, in terms of all this stuff, all these departments, I've got an opportunity to really be brought in as kind of a partner. Would you ever do that for me? And Chris Young says, you know, no, I would not. As a matter of fact, no, I would not.
Well,
and then
Chris Getz has to, because he kind of
absolutely
doesn't know what he's doing.
So the opportunity for Will Venable, who's had other jobs, opportunities, and has more, is that he gets to be a part of the entire big picture of a build. That's what's appetizing
Speaks,
to him.
You're making a better argument that Will Venable should be the general manager of the White Sox than he should be the manager.
Well, he's going to be a co-boss. He's going to have a lot more collaborative power than any manager they've had down there, other than Tony La Russa, who just went right to the owner to get what he wanted.
And we have to break here, but why do you think that Will Venable was told that the White Sox will be making those analytical and research and development advances?
Because
Jerry never has. They hired one Marine.
No.
That's it.
Remember,
one Marine.
Remember the scoop I had?
But Speaks. No, hold on. I appreciate the scoop, but it's not enough.
But you're dismissing. No, of course not. But it's the start, and they're also doing international scouting. They are trying to do stuff. They are legitimately now trying to do stuff to get better and pivot and integrate the whole org and all of that. And he gets to be a part of all of that. And I could see how that feels exciting to him.
There's one sniper to take out the bums. That's it. They need to hire more snipers.
One Marine is usually all you need. It wasn't in this case, though, because it's the White Sox. I know there'll be plenty of people that'll be happy with our next segment. We're going to turn the page.
It's time
to the Arizona Cardinals
That's
game.
Right.
And we're going to do that, I think, next here on The Score.